Let's go to Europe now, where several countries are easing lockdown restrictions today. Italy, the first country in the world to implement a nationwide lockdown, is relaxing some of its restrictions for the first time in more than 2 months. And as you probably know, Italy has been one of the hardest hit countries in this coronavirus pandemic. The death toll is nearly 29,000, a country, of course, much smaller than the U.S. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has been in that lockdown. She joins us from Rome. Silvia, so just outline for us, what will people be doing now that some of these restrictions are lifted?
Well, one thing is what they can do and what they are doing. Today was the first day, and my sense is that people are really taking it very slowly, very cautiously. I did not see many, many people out in the street, more than before. There was some traffic, but by pre-pandemic Roman standards, it felt like a quiet August when everybody goes away on vacation. There were some joggers, more people on the streets. Everyone is wearing face masks. But, you know, very few things can open. It's only manufacturing, construction sites, retail shops, except for bookstores and grocery stores, are not yet allowed to open. That's to avoid crowding. And, for instance, today I saw my bike shop is open, but it's only for repairs, not for sales.
Well, and you mentioned what sounds like this fear, and we heard about this in China as well. People emotionally and maybe psychologically affected by what they went through, not leaping out into the streets in joy. You know, it's interesting. Here in the United States, we have a lot of headlines now about how masks and social distancing have become kind of a political statement. People who don't like to be told by the government what to do, rejecting them. How is that playing out there in Italy?
Well, I've seen that this coronavirus pandemic has had an amazing effect in reversing national stereotypes. Italians are the first to admit that they are the least law-abiding people on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And nobody has been more observant, I think, of the rules. This has been a very, very tough lockdown, one of the most restrictive, certainly in Europe. And Italians have been extraordinarily obedient. And as I said, everybody I saw outside was wearing a face mask. It's required inside indoor public places, but it has not necessarily been required as you walk down the street, but they were all wearing them. And yeah, there's a lot of anxiety about going out. One person I talked to said, you know, at first the lockdown was an imposition, then it became a kind of cocoon, very protective, and now we're all a little bit afraid to venture out into the world, this new world that nobody really knows what the new rules are going to be like.
Well, but this lifting of restrictions, you know, is supposed to come here in the States with a declining infection rate. That's not happening in many places here in the state. The opening's happening anyway. But what's going on there in Italy? Has the curve been flattened? Remind us.
Oh, yes, definitely. There's been a decline, and it's had a very slow decline. But in the last few weeks, it's been declining, and that's why we had the reopening. The government, though, has made it very clear that if the infections rise again, lockdowns will resume, if not nationwide, at least in the areas where there are the infections. There's been a lot of pressure on the government from business associations to open up everything faster to try to offset the economic impact of the pandemic, which is, you know, going to be probably very devastating. But generally, public opinion, as I said, has been on the side of the government.
Well, and I was going to say, we mentioned the government. How is the government being seen by the people?
Well, it's doing very well, and especially Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, who, frankly, was more or less a nobody until before the pandemic started. He had no political experience when he was tapped as a sort of compromise candidate to lead the coalition government. But he's been a little bit awkward at times, but he has grown tremendously in stature. Now, he's obviously attacked by the right-wing populist opposition for his cautious approach, but his popularity, it dropped a little bit over the last month, but he still has a 64% popularity rating. You know, the biggest test is going to be ahead, dealing with the economic crisis. Already the lockdown has inflated the ranks of the poor. There's been a huge increase in people seeking charity. You know, it's going to be tougher ahead than it's even been up to now.
But interesting, Italians are not blaming their government for that lockdown. NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Italy, lifting some lockdown restrictions today for the first time in more than 2 months. Silvia, just what's the first thing you want to do?
Well, I really, really want to go to the beach, even though it's a little early. But that's going to be a while because we still have restrictions on travel outside of your region. And where I want to go is in Tuscany. And I think it's going to be probably another month or so before I can do that.
You have to join the rest of us dreaming. Sylvia, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.